Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. Chicago's Black Business Network currently has more than 500 members. We're growing stronger every day. Come and grow with us. You get your own webpage. You may upload photos and videos. We have a forum and a blog. You can post your upcoming events, and you never know who you may meet. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. Our website and this show is dedicated to the first Black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. It is our way of giving respect to his memory. Kenya Renee will be joining us on this show right here tonight. Kenya Renee is the writer and producer of The Cycle. She will be our guest this evening. The stage performance of The Cycle will be presented on October 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago for two shows. She's got two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. The Cycle is an expression of how and why we express ourselves in the manner that we do. This stage performance addresses questions such as, why do I act that way? Why do I do those things? Yes, it's that deep. It's that deep. FAM Entertainment, F-A-M Entertainment, was so gracious as to provide us with tickets to the 3 p.m. performance, and we're going to give away two tickets on this show tonight. So listen to win. Also, check out our website for other ways to win tickets to this performance. Now, if you wish to purchase tickets, to either of the shows, you can visit our blog right here on Blog Talk Radio and our website for information. All the contact information is there for you. You should bring your daughters, your aunts, your cousins, your sisters, invite your mother, your grandmother, neighborly sisters to the performance. They will see themselves in this play, and it will be great fun for them, and it will make for a great afternoon or evening. This is CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. What you should do is leave your company information and your website links in the chat room. That's for everyone who looks into their room to see. You may not see them signed in, but there are people who are watching the page, and they will see your contact information. If you wish to leave us a message, you will need to sign into Blog Talk Radio. Once again, our call-in number is 347-326-9477. To request that we open your mic so that you may speak to our guests, or if you have a question, simply press 1. Press the number 1, and we will bring you on the air. We will say the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and then I want to say, caller, you're on the air, and you will know that your mic is live from that point. We welcome you, the Blog Talk listening audience and CBBN members, to call in with your questions and comments. We're going to a couple of announcements, and then we're going to settle in with Ms. Kenya Renee, writer and producer of The Cycle, to tell us a little bit about ourselves. This is CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This is Sonia Perdue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back, and I'm your host, Sonia Perdue, for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We were listening to Who Am I, sung by Samika. Samika's a songwriter who was a native of Louisiana and also a new member of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Samika will be joining us next week on Tuesday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. for our celebration of Dennis Brown, who has been dubbed the Crown Prince of Reggae. This is a musical special. Join us and listen to a little reggae and meet the singers and musicians of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. If you are a member of our network and you wish to join us for that show, simply drop us a private email on that site. That's at 7 p.m. next Tuesday, so don't miss that show. And Tuesday, September 29th at 7 p.m., Turi Muhammad, founder of Being Soup Times and the author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times, will be our host for that member show. Members of Being Soup Time and Chicago's Black Business Network, this is your time to shine. We will discuss Mr. Muhammad's book and cross-network with the members of Being Soup Time. This is another free marketing and advertising opportunity for you, so CBBN members, call in and tell the Blog Talk Radio audience about your products and services. Contact us on the site by private email for more information, or if you wish to participate, let us know. Send us a MP3 of your song and send us a short bio so that we'll know to expect you. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. You will simply need to press 1 in order to communicate with us. We're still waiting for our guests to call in. What we're going to do, I shared some information last week that I think I would like to repeat. It was that important. You know, jobs, training, and services for youth has become one of our biggest priorities here. I want to share this with you. If you know any youth that is experiencing homelessness, please share this information with them. The agency that I'm referring to is Teen Living Program, T-E-E-N, Teen Living Program. They have a 24/7 hotline for youth. Their website is teen, T-E-E-N, living.org, teenliving.org. The number is 866-803-8336. Their telephone number is 866-803-8336. Call that number if you are or if you know someone who is in the Chicagoland area that is between the ages of 13 and 21, who needs help right now that's in the Chicagoland area. They're open 24 hours a day. And I'm going to repeat this. We know that living on the street not only leads to harm being done to these young people, but it also leads to them doing harm to someone else, possibly you, possibly me. So we want to get this information out. Shelter is available through Teen Living Program, so they can refer you to some other programs. Their number once again is 866-803-8336. And we're setting up special shows. Listen to our Blog Talk Radio show, or go to our website. We're setting up special shows that emphasize jobs, training, services, and programs for you. This is a very, very important mission statement for us. We're gonna go to a couple of messages, and then we're gonna come right back. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Greetings, this is Ruler Brown of B-Cat Records in Atlanta, Georgia, via Kingston, Jamaica, where I've done a smash tune called Memories of You. Yes, on the Dennis Brown 50th tribute, here's Ed Robinson singing a big tune called Oh Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. He's on the track, and you have to check that track. Yes, big tune.
We're missing you.
Now here comes Deli Rance with a song called Please Don't Play With My Feeling, a very catchy tune. No play with my feeling, Mr. Deli Rance, giving all the memories out to Mr. Dennis Brown. Take a listen to this hot track from Richard Stevens, which says, yes, you've gone too soon. Yes, the brother's really gone too soon, but his memory lives on. Richard Stevens says, yes, you've gone too soon.
Godfather, we love.
Yes, folks, Ruler Brown says make sure you pick up a 21 worldwide tribute and 95-minute DVD documentary based on Brother Dennis Brown's life. Yes, you can get it at dbtribute.org or go to your nearest record store. Make sure you get it. It's contagious. It's going fast. Spread the word. Yes, Dennis Brown's 50th tribute. Ruler Brown says so.
Hi, this is Sonya Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our caller number is 347-326-9477, and our chat room is open. We're expecting Kenya Renee as our guest tonight. She is the writer and producer of The Cycle. If you want to come on the air, press number 1, and we will bring you on the air. Let's find out who is on our line. Number 8227, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Jeanette Battle.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you doing this evening?
I'm just fine. Just wanted to call in and find a little more about the play. And is the producer on the air, too?
We're waiting for Kenya to arrive. She had a little delay, but she should be with us shortly. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization, Ms. Battle?
I'm with Graham Families Program of Chicago. I'm not the spokesperson for the program, but I am with them in terms of being on Ladies Grand, which is a fundraising arm for the program. So I'm just was really pleased that Kenya offered us the opportunity to come on and do a fundraiser with this particular play here in Chicago. And tickets
That's
are
really,
going well. People are excited about the concept, and we're just, you know, just pleased to work with her. So I just wanted to call in and support her. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Jeanette is a member of Chicago's Black Business Network also, and you're volunteering for a Grand Families program. Now, and we hope to have that executive director on with us very soon. Now, when Kenya arrives, we do want to talk to her about some of her fundraising programs that she has for connected with this particular play, and I know she's reaching out all over the community to nonprofit organizations and churches. Ms. Battle, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to come back on if you have any questions. You can always press 1 to come back on, and we appreciate you joining us tonight, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Please put your information in the chat room. Don't forget to put your business links and your business contact information in the chat room. Joining us now is Ms. Valente Grant of By Design. Ms. Grant will be joining us on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio to assist us in enhancing the show and our service to you, Chicago's Black Business Network, and our members and the Blog Talk listening audience. Valente, we want to welcome you to the show. I had to get you turned on. Valente Grant, we want to welcome you to the show. How are you this evening?
Hi, Sonya. How are you?
How you doing? I was getting a little feedback there. I'm doing great. This is what I'd like to do. I'd like to reintroduce you to our audience. Tell us a little bit about By Design.
By Design is a graphics design primarily company. We do graphic design. We do photography, just kind of everything with a custom spin. That's where the By Design name comes from. Whatever is your imagination, your dream, your passion, we try to bring that out. Our two flagship products right now is the photo glamour parties, where we come out and do photo shoots for you and your guests, your family and your friends. And then also we have this presidential collection where we go into the schools and we're doing fall pictures of the students with a background of Barack Obama. And it's really encouraging the young people to learn about government and also to aim high and try to achieve your dreams. You can do whatever you want to do.
That's great, Valente, and we look forward to you joining us on our upcoming shows. Now, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is adding a new segment to our show lineup. This segment will be hosted by Valente Grant. Valente, would you tell us a little bit, our members and our listeners, about this new addition to our show?
Yes, it's very exciting. It's an opportunity for members and listeners to call in and actually do your commercial. Tell us what you do, what you present, what you're offering, and just get to know each other and kind of network over the internet radio format. And I'm just really looking forward to meeting a lot of people and just giving the businesses that extra boost, that extra marketing boost that we all need.
Okay. And we look forward to you hosting some shows of your own, Valente. At least I am. I want to thank you for joining us. We might have you back, so stay on the line, okay? Valente, can you hear me? What we're going to do now, we're going to go to another break, and hopefully our our guest will be here. She did have a delay. She was in rehearsals tonight for the cycle, for our upcoming play, and you know that things will happen. Things will happen. So we're going to go to a few announcements. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. If for some reason Ms. Reese cannot be with us this evening, and that's fine because we understand those type of things, we will reschedule her for another day. So we're going to a few announcements, and we'll be right back.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclydes.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clydes, we are your
dream.
Na 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 na. I'm not a groupie that follows the band, and I'm no good at one night stand. But I did put the woo in woman, and I'm looking for a stepping man. Tell me, baby, can you? Right place. Dab on that perfume that sits on the shelf, and I look so fine I can wine and dine myself. But I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman. And I'm looking for a stepping man. Like jelly, cause our groove is smooth as jam. When it's over, you'll be the one to tell me I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Be discreet. I'm an old-fashioned girl, a one-man freak.
so I don't need a man that hits and miss. 'Cause I can put lipstick on and give myself a kiss. 'Cause I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. And I'm looking for a stepping man. Not much time to live. I wonder why, when I have so much love to give. But tonight I'm not looking for romance. Tonight all I wanna do is dance, dance, dance. 'Cause I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
I'm your host, Sonya Perdue, for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That announcement was from our sponsor, AndyClyde.net. That's who you should call when you need assistance in planning your next event and for all of your travel needs. And our sponsor loved that song so much, we played that a couple of weeks ago. That was Carolyn Walden, I Put the Woo in Woman. He loved that so much that I thought I would play it again for him. We're going to give away some tickets to the Cypher. We're expecting Kenya Renee tonight, writer and producer of the Cypher, and it appears that she's been delayed, and that's understandable. Hussein Hill has given so much to our network that we want to give something back to Mr. Hill. He is the co-owner of La Diva's Catering Service in Chicago. He's everywhere I turn. Everywhere I look, I see Hussein out there trying to give a helping hand to someone. We joke a lot. We say each of us have 20 jobs, and sometimes that's what it takes, income here, income there. But we are just delighted to announce that Hussein Hill of La Diva's Catering Service here in Chicago and a member of Chicago's Black Business Network is a winner of two tickets to the 3 p.m. performance of The Cycle on October 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Congratulations, Hussein. We're glad that you got the tickets. Let's check and see who's on the line. Hi, Valente. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Sonia.
Yes, we got disconnected. Did you want to close out? Did you have anything else to add?
I'm not sure where I left off before I got disconnected. I apologize for that. But I'm just really looking forward to getting out there and meeting more of our CBBN members and adding to that, those members and finding out what we have to offer and just support each other through this network. And that's what that segment will be doing, showcasing different business owners.
That'll be great. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up a group for you so that they can come in and that they can communicate with you and, make arrangements to be on upcoming shows. It is a good marketing tool, and I think that you will do a great job on that. Okay?
Thank you.
And we're gonna schedule for your own show, so don't worry about it. This Blog Talk experience is something new for me too, Valente. And you just jump right on in and you just go with it. You know what I'm saying?
And
I appreciate you. I think together you came with your enthusiasm, and you're out here and you're here. And that stands for everything with me. And that's all we got to do. Just keep on putting it together, polishing it out there, getting the information out there, staying true to the mission statement. And I think they'll join us. They'll come around. The show on the 29th is a member show with Tori. So they get very excited about that. The show last month, that was a member show. We had quite a few call-ins. People like to talk about themselves, and of course they should. They have to get used to coming out here and telling about their products everywhere. So, Valente, I want to thank you for joining us this evening, and I look forward to your feature segment next week.
Okay, thank you, Sonia.
Thank you so much for joining us. We have another caller on the line. Let's see who on the line. Let's see who is on the line. We were looking for Kenya Renee to join us tonight. She's the writer and producer of The Cycle, but she was in rehearsals this evening, so she may have been delayed. 7422, who's on the line? This is Chicago's Black Business Network.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Who's on the line?
You don't know me after all these years.
I'm supposed to ask to see.
If you don't know my voice all these years, you might have to hang it up. I've been trying to get into the chat thing. Ever since Rochelle did some recovery on the laptop, I've had to go back and put all my information on every Ning site. I guess the cookies have been erased, and I've been trying to get in since before you announced that I was the winner. So I thank you so much.
So you did hear that part. Okay, well,
great.
You know, I wondered where you were. But that's okay.
I was here. I was trying to get in to surprise you, by coming on chat first before I called in. And plus, with having your guests, I don't want to upstage your guests because I can. I got my own show.
I know.
Any guest.
You know what promotion and advertising is about. No, we don't have to teach you that.
No, I got that part.
Yeah, you got that part.
I was going to tell you, you only have just enough time for me to finish all the things I do.
I know, I'm myself too. But, I try not to make this show about me. As a matter of fact, they rarely hear about me. But you know what? I think that's going to change. Maybe I will talk, I do an hour about me. And it'll just be all about Sonia. I'll do one of those shows.
There you go.
I'll find it interesting, but go ahead and tell our listeners. We do have a few people on here. Tell us what you do.
Oh, God, where do I start? I'll start with the catering first. I'm proud to be associated with Le Divas of Chicago Catering on the web at www.ledivas.com. I'm also a proud member of Chicago's Black Business Network, Sonia's website, the founder of, and it's honored to the late, great Harold Washington. And that's a lot to me because I'm a native Chicagoan. I've lived in L.A. for a hot minute and back here. Those were some dynamic times, and I remember all too well that day before Thanksgiving and passing because it sounded like the world came to an end downtown.
It was very phenomenal, wasn't it? I was downtown. It was very, very phenomenal. And we're going to do some shows. I've made promises to do shows before, but we are coming up on November, and we are going to do a show. And And I want it to be a very nice show with a lot of call-ins. People have a lot of memories, you know, and I'm trying to keep that memory alive. I mean, it's alive in me. I remember just so well. I think he was such a great man. So many things come to mind about him. Do you know that when he was in the service that he did over 100-something correspondence courses? Not only his education, you know, was, you know, he had a top-notch education from Northwestern, but he was well-read. I mean, he read books on everything. He studied everything. That's why he was so well-versed. He didn't just spring up one day and know all those words. His vocabulary was that extensive. He trained and he learned. It was a very deliberate process, and I just admire that man. I do admire him. But you go on, Hussein, and tell us about you.
Oh, well, definitely Harold Washington. And we, as a collective people, learned from that we could, and it was because of people before, you know, the mayors of Atlanta and then Chicago, that we were able to have a Barack Hussein Obama. That's more important than me any day. So or anything else I do. And so we need to learn from that. And that is a whole. That's what it's all about, and that's what it's all about in business and everything else. Because when we believe in our actually, motivational speaker Robbins talked about this. I saw a video on this, and he had these two gentlemen who were successful, multimillionaires themselves, close their eyes and swing their finger back. The first time they did it, they could only go so far. And the second time they did it, after closing their eyes and seeing, they were able to go even farther. There's just something about something at the doors of our minds. Once we open it, once we can envision it, even just as a dream or just something that we see in our minds, we're able to achieve more.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people, and that's why, you know, as people learn and as things come forth, as more information is available, that's why people talk more about visualization now. Because creative thinking, creative visualization. Because if you can't have the thought, you can't perform the action. You just can't do it. And that's when they talk about people being underachievers or people failing, it's because they can't see the vision. They can't see it. If they could see it, they could do it. Some people, you know people in communities and well in certain places that the whole families never ever grow because no one is having a vision. They're sharing a collective vision, but no one's going beyond that vision. I know families like that, that no one's going beyond that collective vision that's in the family. They don't have the big dreams. They don't have the big ideas. They don't have any big dreamers. If someone has to break out of the cycle, which is what one of the things her play was about, you know.
Can you Renee's play? Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It all ties into it. I read the summary of that. And that's really important, and that is the gist of it all. In addition to something, he was also talking about the fact that before someone ran a sub-4-minute mile, no one had ever done it. But once it was done, a couple of months after that, people were doing it all the time. I guess people saw, that person could do it, whatever it is. Whether it's that person can do it, I can do it, or it's possible, so why can't I do it? However you approach it, that's what it's all about.
And that's what it is. Once the idea is planted, because anywhere in the world, the idea have maybe never occurred to them. And then they say, oh, I could do that. And then it brings forth other ideas and other ideas and other ideas. So when people are stuck in places where they have this collective thought and they're all thinking alike, nothing is being brought forth. They're all thinking and talking and doing the same things. Nothing is growing. Nothing. And that's a lot of what happened when people put those projects up there and it became poverty driven and poverty mentality and, you know, poverty lifestyle, poverty culture. All of that will take 100 years to undo. But it was all compacted there, everyone thinking alike. And you know, I mean, I don't know if you know, but if you're around those type of people and you try and step out of the box, they're kind of fighting against it almost. They don't want to. because it's a comfort zone for them, you know. And so her play is very, you know, it speaks very much to the times. And she's trying to get the idea out there to start thinking about the cycle and to start having conversations about the cycle. And people actually, and I think I've seen, and I don't mean to say this, but I've seen it, people, parents, deliberately hold their children into a cycle. And I, you know, no disrespect to them. Some people are afraid of their children's success, and they keep their families very close-knit and in a certain box. I've seen it happen, and don't permit them to grow. They had this fear of growing, and they instill that fear in their children, and I've seen that happen also. But great dialogue. We could do this all night, Hussein. But tell us a little bit more about your business.
Okay, well, I talked about and the fact that, you know, we do catering, obviously. We just celebrated the 7th year in business. Our special, because of that, is about to end on the 30th of September because I can't afford to do it any longer than that, to be honest with you. It's 30% off for parties of 25 persons or more, and it's an additional 10% off for a total of 40% off for parties of 100 persons or more. So that's, you know, like I said, I can't afford to do it any more than the 2 months I've already done it.
I've got you.
Mm-hmm. Some people have taken advantage of it, and I'm trying to get other people with the 2 weeks roughly we have remaining to go ahead. And if they book it and pay, you know, their 50% deposit, I'll honor it for the rest of the year. But I, that's the best I can do.
I got you.
At that level.
You know, I understand. You know, these are trying times for everybody. Everybody's trying to be creative. They're trying to figure out a way to just keep surviving until, you know, the whole thing just takes a shift. And hopefully it will happen, you know, until things shift and, you know, start coming up again. You know, people go to a point where they hang on as long as they can hang on, and some people just could not hang on anymore. But obviously you're still over there catching your breath at La Divas. You're surviving. I mean, and it's probably very tough.
It's very tough. But, I mean, but let's bring it back to the play. One thing, I can't get this exact quote right. It's from Einstein, but basically he said if you do the same thing and you expect a different result, then that's insanity.
It absolutely is. And I have to be reminded of that. And I like when people remind me that because, we are creatures of habit.
I do it myself. I'm the biggest one of all, except my dog sitting right next to me right here.
Creatures of habit. And I need to be, and I like to hear that saying, and I have to be reminded of that so much. It should be up on the walls somewhere, because if you do keep doing the same thing, it's just, but I just get into these comfort zones. I just don't want to move, you know, when we're really capable of so much more and reaching out so far. We have so much potential, but we do. We really, really get stuck. You know, Wendy Muhammad was on the show, not last week, I think week before last. She's a phenomenal woman. I mean, she's got it down to a science. As a matter of fact, it is a science for her. Authenticity, which I had never heard of, which just means being true and honest to yourself and what it is and who you are, you know. And you have to figure all that out for yourself, you know. But she does so many things. She is so driven. It's just like, I need someone, it's like I need her in my house, you know, because when you're around people who move and do, you do it too, you know, and you need to be interacting with those type of people and those people who are constantly producing, because I find out when I'm in academic situations, I'm very, very different. I'm really striving because that's a little competitive to me. And certain job situations depends on what it is. I'm striving. Whatever they're doing, I'm doing it too, you know. But being self-employed is a little bit different because you don't have those connections, you know. That's why you need organizations and need to talk to people and need to be around people a lot. Tell us what else you're doing, Hussein.
I just want to amplify that Einstein thing one more thing. I'd be more happy to tell you other things I'm doing. Before I ever heard that quote, I came up with my own quote, okay? And my quote is that when you get to a door and you push it and you push it and you push it and it doesn't open, how many times more do you push it before you say, maybe I should pull it?
I don't know.
I mean, have you ever had that happen to you before? Because I have had that happen to me before. I keep putting this, duh, it opens this way. Oh, okay.
That's
and
funny.
I've just been sitting there all night long going, keep pushing it.
Uh-huh. Because it's supposed to open that way, but it's not. It's not going to open that way.
You can stand there all night long. You can, like my dog would sometimes. He tries. It's not. You have to pull it. Okay? You can keep pushing at it. But if it's closed, it's not going to open magically.
Oh, goodness. That is a good one. I'm going to have to remember that. That is a good one. I'm about to write that one down. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Husi, tell us a little bit more about
it. Or it might be an automatic door, and you have to stand in front of the eye and for it to slide open. But you can.
You may have to leave that door alone. What about that one? Since we're going
and
with
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes.
You might need to leave that door alone.
Sometimes it's best. If we're talking about relationships, sometimes it's best that you never even met that door to begin with. But I'll move on.
That's good. Go ahead, Husi.
I was blessed to be able to have my own internet radio show, not on Blog Talk. I'm on the National Black Business Trade Association radio network. Stumbled on that, truly. Got an email within 2 weeks of joining the association, which was December 2005, almost the last day of the year. Got an email that says, you can have your own radio show. I'm like, yeah, right. Closed it out like that's not really possible. Then I open it up again, and, you know, internet, huh? Well, okay. And the offer was to have the show for 1 month for the price of three months for the price of 1 month. So I love to have a bargain. So if nothing else, I thought, oh, it's only $25. What the heck? So I signed up for it without a clue as to what I was going to do with it. I didn't know what the name of the show was going to be. Why I was going to have the show. And I said, oh, you know, if worse comes to worse, I'll just get on and talk about La Diva the Chicago Catering. So I sat up in bed, and I took out a legal pad, and the names for each one of the 5 days just came to me. Then I got on the telephone, and I spoke for 6 minutes and 42 seconds straight on the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday on that January 06. But that was easy because that's the things I've been preaching for 20 years, you know, about the fact that we need to work with each other and recycle the black dollar and make Dr. King's dream come true. So I could do that easily. That was no big deal. But I didn't know where else I was going to go. And then one of the other show hosts, after a week or two, said, well, I'm just not going to sit here and just talk to myself, and I'm going to start having guests. And boom, having guests. Okay. Being competitive, I thought, okay, then I got to find a guest then. And I stumbled on a guest. And then years passed and years passed and years passed, and I got blessed to find a promoter, and I was able to have Yolanda Adams, Angie Stone, Hill Harper, some more, Christopher Play Martin, Elder Jimmy Hicks, and 200 other interviews and people who are making a difference in our world.
200 interviews, wow.
Over at least
that's
that.
Great. At least that. Since
January 2006.
2006. That's quite a little while. You've built up quite a record there. But you know what, Husi? You said a few key things there. And what I try to put out to the members and what I try and tell them, just go out and do it. I mean, I did no radio shows, and I'll do a TV show. I'll do whatever. Now, you know, once you do it, you can do it, you know. And like you said, you just go in there, push the buttons, and you just start doing it. And then all of a sudden, that's it.
My training is actually in theater and motion pictures. That's my training. I just never did radio ever. I had only called into a radio show a couple of times in my life. But never in radio. When I was in corporate America back in 95, 96, we were on break, and back then someone told me, and I remember just like it was yesterday, oh, man, you should have your own radio show. So that was always in the back of my mind, and 10 years later, I did. That's a part of it, too. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier. It just took 10 years for that window to come up. Because I kept thinking, because I kept saying to myself, what we always do. Well, who am I to think that I can have my own show and I'd have to go on over-the-air radio and I don't have the connections and I don't have the experience and all the negative things. And who knows? Had I stopped with all the negative things and said, okay, you know what? I'm going to try. Good Lord, I would have had 10 extra years.
Yep, you would have been on to something else by now. But we don't know these things. Life is a process. And just don't knock yourself, because I could say I could just do anything, you know. But it's a process. It's a because things could be said to you, and it doesn't matter. Somebody could have said 10 years ago, you can have a radio show, and you pay no attention to it. But then that email came, and it was time, and there you go. Somebody could have said it to you off and on for 10 years. It doesn't matter. When it came time for you to do it, that's when you did it, you know.
Well, as an educator, you know that's the concept of readiness, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. When you're receptive, when you're open, and when you're ready, and sometimes you're never ready. I like trying new things myself, and I don't have I have a lot of confidence. My self-esteem is not low. It's just that I just feel kind of lazy, and I've been self-employed, you know, so I've been kind of lucky, lucky and unlucky. You know how that self-employed stuff goes. But anyway, I've been surviving, but I'm driven anyway. But I enjoy this show. It's a learning process. I'm nervous every time I get started, and I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm sorry that Miss Renee wasn't here, but we'll reschedule her. She's in her rehearsal or whatever she's doing, but that's okay. But, you know, I'm learning. It's a learning process, and I enjoy it. So, you know, when I get finished with doing this show and this type of thing, we're bringing Valenti Grant on, and eventually maybe to be her show, and then I'll go do something else, you know. But, you know, we'll share the show, because Chicago's Black Business Network is my baby, you know. And we'll share the show because she's very excited about it, and get another one. So it's all about giving somebody else an opportunity too. She asked me. I said, yeah, it wasn't a big thing, you know, because that's what we do. That's what I try to do on the network. I try to connect people and, you know, do different things, not getting paid for it. But, you know, I meet a lot of people. And all of it's going to come to fruition. But you got to get out there and meet them and get to know them. And it's all going to come together. As a matter of fact, it's all coming together. Hopefully I have a book coming out. My editor was on the phone. Jeanette Battle is the editor for my book. We're working on it. It should be out in October. And you know me, Hussein. It's nothing nice. You already know me. So you'll know me even better then. But tell us a little bit more, Hussein, then I'm going to go ahead and close out this show.
Okay. Just simply the web address to my show was www.nbbbta.org/channel, number2.htm. Or you can just go to Chicago's Black Business Network, Hussein Hill. You see all the links to my things that I do right there. You can click on them. It'll take you anywhere you need to go.
You work very hard. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'll share with you an email. And I know that in this case, you guys just couldn't make it, but I'll share with you an email some of the stars that stood me up. You'll find that very interesting. I've never outed them in all the years, and I still won't. I'm not on the air. But I'll tell you a list of them. I think you'll say, well, come on. And I'll be like, yeah. And won 3 days in a row.
Kept doing it, huh?
3 days in a row. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
You kept going to that door, did you see?
Didn't open.
On that door.
I pushed it. I pulled it. I stood in front of the eye. It just didn't open.
Yeah, you kept going to that door. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? It's okay.
But see, you
I
understand
learned.
You understand, okay. But people understand how excited you get, and especially if it's somebody, you know, it's got a big name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got your little, you know, notes and everything, and you're geared up and adrenaline, you're a little scared and everything, and you're ready, and 12 o'clock comes, and 12:05 comes, and 12:15 comes, and 12:30 comes, and no one calls.
and still we survive, don't we? And that's okay. And still we survive. Look at you. You went on 200 times. So, and still we survive, you know?
Yeah.
Heck, because the people who do show up and the people who are excited themselves and are appreciative. You know, I listened to some of Louis Jones' interviews. You see how excited Louis is on his shows? I listened to his Johnny Caster show. I mean, he was so excited. You could just hear him bubbling all over there. So I understand the excitement part, you know. And Jimmy showed up. Hey, it just made him, that man, so absolute. I could just hear the joy in him, you know, if you listen to that interview. But and not only him, he had another lady on there, and he was just so excited. You just could hear his excitement. I'm like, well, you go ahead, because that made me listen to his shows, because he was so excited about it. And the people came on, and he was good stars, you know, and they were excited. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, and that just works so perfectly and so nice. But, you know, it's not a problem, because, you know, we learn. You know, the show I had with all the members, I was excited about the number of callers we got and the number of people we had in the chat room and the number of archives on the hit on the archives. I think I got a couple of hundred hits. So I'm excited about that. That works well. It doesn't always work perfectly. But majority of my shows, I've survived, okay? I've survived. So I'm very happy about it. And, you know, I knew nothing about it. No, I wasn't in the entertainment industry or any of that, you know. Could barely string a sentence together now. But anyway, so for me, it was all a learning process from A, B, C, D, E. I'm probably up to E. I got to go all the way up the alphabet. But that's okay. I'm willing to learn, and I'm excited, you know. So it's not
a
problem.
Let me give a shout-out right quickly for Louis Jones. It's louisjones.com, louisjones.com. Louis and I have been friends, and we've been able to supply catering to Louis even before he came on the radio. And I was like one of the second or third people to ever be on his show back in February of 2006. So,
wow.
Yeah. And one time, and you'll appreciate this entire radio thing too. One time when he was live on the air, his guest got tied up in traffic, and he was able to use his cell phone and hit me with a message. I was sitting at home, so I immediately picked the telephone because I know exactly what you're going through. I'm Johnny on the spot, you know, and I'm going to fill that time. And if it's an hour, I'll fill that hour with you.
I know. I bet you did.
I know exactly what you're going. And he showed up like maybe it was like about 20 minutes before the end of the show, and he showed up, and we all were on the three-way, you know. But I, you know, hey. This is what I do.
It happens.
What I talk about.
It happens.
And I know. And I know that feeling. And I know that I couldn't even imagine that feeling to be on there live on over the air radio. And you're trying to fill that time. So.
Well, I'm live, Hussein. Yeah, I can feel it.
I know. That's why I'm here.
I can feel it. Yeah, I'm live.
I mean, I didn't know you were going to give me the tickets. I was checking. I still haven't got the password recovery twice, and I don't know what it is. I've been having that problem all day long. I've been going to different sites, and I've been having to sign up and sign in. I don't know whatever the recovery happens is kicked the cookies, all the cookies out, except for I can go to your site and a few others. But every other site's asked me to sign back in today. So
yeah,
whatever it is, it is.
All gone. Yeah, it is, and it's part of it. But I want to thank you for filling this time for me. I really appreciate it. Send me a private email with your address, and we'll put the tickets in the mail. And I'm more than pleased to give you those tickets. And we'll be there at the 3 o'clock performance. And we've never met, and you don't even know how I look, but I know how to find you. You think I'm a cat? I know how to find you, though.
I thought about that today when I saw the one with the cigarette holder and the pearls. I thought that was 1960s all over again, for sure. It's my honor. I can't wait to hear the interview that you're going to do with Sister Renee. And I'm looking forward to the 29th, because I'll be definitely calling back in support of what you're doing. And... because I got to talk to my main man, Tori, because I was the one to talk Tori into coming on with his Beam Tube Times on NBBTA Radio years ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he does? And Louis, he has a show on there now?
Oh, he used to, and so did Louis. Doesn't know,
oh, both
no
of
one,
them used to. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of me. I was the one that dragged them along into the whole thing, and then they branched off into other things. But, yeah, I was the one that dragged
them
into GBTA Radio.
That
and a few other people, and a few other people who moved on and taken their shows. They still have their shows. They just don't do it on BPTA Radio anymore. Some are on Blog Talk. Some are on their own website.
I
but they're
you.
Still doing it.
I get you.
And I'm
yeah.
happy and proud of that, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, yeah, I sent him an email. He's all about it. So that show is going to be September 29th with Bean Soup Times and Chicago's Black Business Network.com. And I hope to see you then, Husina. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. See you next time. This is Sonya Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network.com. That was Hussein Hill with La Diva's Catering Services and one of our greatest supporters. And we're happy that he called in. We're going to schedule another time for Ms. Kenya Renee of The Cycle, but wanted you to know that don't forget you can get a ticket on our website, or you can call 773-406-7663. You can check the events section on Chicago's Black Business Network.com or here on our Blog Talk Radio page has all the information. We want to thank Valente Grant, our co-host, for joining us and giving us her support, and we look so forward to working with her. This is Sonya Perdue. I'm going to close out right now. Do what you love. Do it with the one you love. The one you love, and have a great life. We're signing off, and we will see you next week. We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.